You are listening to Bravo Breakdown, a VIC radio production.
Welcome to the very first episode of Bravo Breakdown with Lexi and Maddie. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie.
And we are two roommates who are obsessed with Bravo reality television. Basically, this podcast is just going to be us talking each week, breaking down the latest episode of a Bravo reality TV show. This week, we're breaking down the latest episode of a show called Summer House. But before we get into that, we're going to introduce ourselves a little bit. I'm Lexi. I am a sophomore college student at Ithaca College. I am a television radio major. And a little fun fact about me is my true name is Alexa. But after endless amounts of Amazon Alexa jokes, I have decided to go by my family nickname, which is Lexi, because listen, people, Amazon Alexa jokes, everyone says them. They're really annoying when your name is Alexa. I get them every time I meet someone. So let's just stop doing that. That's me. I'm going to pass it over to Maddie.
Hey, guys. So my name is Maddie. I'm also a sophomore college student, also at Ithaca. Whoop. And I'm studying journalism and just declared a minor in legal studies this past semester.
Woohoo!
And my fun fact is I have two poodles named Rufus and Beau. Not with me, obviously, back at home.
They're super cute.
They are.
You know.
They're not like the, whenever I tell people I have poodles, they're not just like the foo-foo poodles with like the perfect haircut. They're just like dogs, regular dogs with full grown hair, you know.
Quickly, before we get into the episode, make sure to follow us on Instagram at bravo.breakdown. It's going to be the quickest way to figure out when we drop an episode. So stay tuned for that. And also DM us and tell us what you think about the episode and your thoughts on the whole drama situation that we're going to get into. Okay, now let's get into the episode. First off, if you don't know Summer House, because if you're just tuning into Bravo reality TV, you obviously have no idea what the show is. Summer House is basically a group of friends who work in the city during the week, and then they rent a house in the Hamptons in the summer. Due to COVID, they decided to rent the house for 6 weeks and just stay, work, and party in there. Yeah. Meaning we get a lot of content because they're going to kill each other. So the people in the house are Carl, Kyle, Hannah, Paige, Lindsay, Danielle,
Amanda,
Luke, Sierra, and Lindsay's boyfriend, Steven. So 10 people all living in a house for 6 weeks.
Working and living in the same area. They went through all of the like COVID precautions.
Yes. So it's all safe. No one leaves. No one enters. It's all just their own little bubble for 6 weeks.
Trigger warning, the next conversation is about addiction because one of the people living in the house has a family member affected by it.
So the episode starts off where we left off last week with the news of Carl's brother's death. Carl's brother died of a drug overdose. It was a rough episode for Carl because he has expressed in the past couple episodes how much he's wanted to reconnect with his brother. And now he unfortunately can't. And Carl himself has been on an own little journey. He's really made a big comeback. Like, I love Carl this season. Like, he is the voice of reason in this house. And it really hurt me to see him go through this. Because I feel like everyone can understand losing a family member, especially someone so young and to a situation so unfortunate, is it's horrible.
Yeah. It was a really tough time for Carl. Even I was crying watching this part. Yeah, I couldn't even imagine what he went through, what he is going through, and all of that.
Yeah. Everyone in the house was very supportive, consoling him and just making sure that he was okay while he like spoke with his family and everything. The only person who, of course, made it about herself, Miss Hannah Burner.
Yep.
Where she says,
I woke up today ready to fight with people and now I'm dealing with this. It's like, no, Hannah, no one cares that you woke up ready to fight Kyle and Amanda. Carl just lost a brother.
Yeah.
Stop making things about yourself.
Yeah, she shouldn't have even been thinking the fact that she like woke up with that, because Carl's going through something way larger than anything, like than that petty crap that's happening.
So. Exactly. But honestly, I'm not surprised that it came from Hannah.
We'll talk about more with Hannah and all that.
We'll get into her later. So Carl kind of spends the whole day talking with his family, thinking about things, and he ultimately decides to go home and be with his parents and leave the house. And I agree with this decision. He should not be in a house with people drinking and partying. And
100%.
He needs to take the time to be with his family and heal.
Definitely. Because this is only the fifth episode. He'll still be there in the house for a while longer.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely agree with his decision to stop filming and go back home to be with his family.
Yeah. As much as we'll miss the voice of reason.
Yes.
He needs to do what he needs to do. We also pick up with a fight that happened in the previous episode between Kyle, Amanda, and Hannah. Kyle and Amanda, little backstory, they are engaged. They are a couple. And backstory on the fight itself, Hannah, at the very beginning of the show, said that she was going to be trash girl. That was going to be her job in the house.
To clarify, take out the trash.
She has not done her job. Other people have done her job.
And when she does do her job, it's taking the trash. So the kitchen's on the top floor and there's probably like at least three floors. And so she said in like the interview, oh yeah, I'm too lazy to like go down when my room's in the basement and to come back up and then go down to take out the trash. So she just picks up the trash and moves it like 3 feet next to like one of the tables in the kitchen. So not even taking it anywhere near the barrel.
It's just ridiculous. So Kyle got fed up with it, brought it up to her at dinner. Hannah took it to another level, started a fight.
Yeah.
Got super overdramatic. And then Amanda tried intervening and like calming both parties down. And Hannah just comes out of nowhere with like the lowest blow and says, Amanda, you can deal with Kyle yelling at you, but I'm not going to deal with that. Bro, what? Like, you just go after your friend's relationship like that? So Amanda got upset. She threw, and I'm going to preface this, a plastic cup.
Yeah.
Plastic cup. Amanda threw a plastic cup at Hannah.
Towards the ground, I would classify it as.
Wasn't even close to hitting Hannah, and even if it did, Hannah would not be hurt because the cup was
plastic.
It's the next day. Hannah and Amanda are being extremely petty towards one another and not talking. Both parties think they're in the right and they don't have to apologize, when in my opinion, both parties should apologize to each other.
Yeah.
So we see different conversations of the perspective on the fight. Luke and Hannah, who are now good friends again after another fight.
Which, questionable there.
Questionable. Are playing tennis and having a conversation. And Luke says, Kyle yelling at you was not cool and I wanted to fight him. I have issues with this because, Luke, was it literally not you two nights ago who was also yelling at Hannah?
Yeah, no, he literally was.
He was.
It's just like a classic him thing to say, but like, I'm surprised Bravo didn't like do like the reverse and be like, show that scene of him yelling at Hannah by the pool.
Yeah, like rolling the tape back and like, showing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Luke.
No, we're not Luke stans in this podcast.
Yeah.
It just baffles me because he was like, I don't tolerate like grown men yelling at women. And it's like, you literally yelled at her the other night, but okay.
And I'm pretty sure he's yelled at Amanda in past seasons or last season, if I could be wrong, but I think he has.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We would have to like go back to season 4 and see.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Hannah thinks she's like completely in the right, and Amanda is talking with the mutual friend in this page.
Yes.
And basically just saying how hurt Amanda was that Hannah just took like such a low blow at the relationship. And I agree, because Amanda has always been there for Hannah. Amanda has always backed up Hannah in all situations. Even when Hannah and Kyle have gotten to fights, Amanda has stuck by Hannah and told Kyle to like go away. Yeah.
And like chill.
Yeah. For Hannah to just like totally disregard all that and not be by Amanda's side, which Hannah is never by Amanda's side. Like, Hannah is just such a terrible friend to Amanda. I was like, yeah, I'm team Amanda 100%, because you stick up for this girl time and time again, and all she does is attack your relationship. Like, what? No.
Yeah.
So Hannah and Amanda end up having a conversation.
During that conversation, when Hannah and Amanda end up talking in this episode about that fight, like, Hannah was being like, well, this friendship is just toxic. We just shouldn't be friends. Like, she wasn't taking accountability, and you could tell she was already defensive going into that conversation, whereas Amanda was more like open and just wanted to talk about it and talk about how both parties are upset, and Amanda ends up crying. Amanda deserves better, a better friendship. They've been down this road before, and the friendship is just not, in my opinion, is not reciprocated by Hannah.
She thinks that Amanda should apologize for throwing a drink at her.
Yeah, and that was like her one line.
And she doesn't have to apologize for attacking Amanda's relationship. Yeah, Hannah says the friendship is toxic. Like, this is just a toxic friendship, and basically calling Amanda toxic. No, honey, you are toxic. Amanda has done nothing, in my opinion, nothing wrong.
And also, in that specific fight between Hannah, Amanda, and Kyle, yes, Amanda was yelling because she was aggravated and threw the cup, which Amanda even said that she should have never done. Like, she agrees with that. But Hannah shouldn't be mad. Kyle's the one that screamed. You know what I mean? But, like, everyone was screaming, so I don't know why Hannah is so focused on that. I just think Hannah and Kyle have never been ones to get along and vibe together. There's always been, like, a little bit of friction there.
From what I remember of the fight, Hannah blew it out of proportion. Kyle was just bringing up the fact that, like, she hasn't been pulling her weight, and basically asking her to start pulling her weight. And it was Hannah to be the one who to immediately go on the defensive and start yelling. So as a response, Kyle started yelling. Do I think grown men should be yelling at women? No.
No, I agree.
But I do think Hannah was the one to initiate things. And when someone's yelling at you, no matter who you are, you're instinct is to yell back.
Yeah. Everyone's delivery was poor.
I will say this, Kyle goes low. When you get Kyle angry, he will hit you below the belt. He doesn't care who you are.
Yeah.
He's one of those people, and he needs to work on his delivery on things, and he could have chilled.
Hannah took it as like he never said her name when he was talking about the trash. I mean, it can be inferred because that's her job, but she could be like, okay, like, what can I do better next time? Like, what do you mean? Like, ask questions, you know what I mean? I mean, Kyle was a little bit passive aggressive. So, like, I can see why Hannah was automatically on the defense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a reality show. So, like, and everyone lives together. So, I don't see Kyle pulling aside Hannah and being like, hey, can you do your job better? Like, that's just not going to happen in a real world. Like, that would be the solution, to do that. But it's a reality TV show, so everything's going to be said in front of everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And also, Kyle's just not the type of person to be all nice and, like, pull someone aside. No, he's going to call you out in front of everyone.
Especially when Kyle isn't a huge fan of Hannah and, like, having his fiance's back.
Yeah, the conversation just does not end well. Amanda ends up crying, and I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, so that's not really... So hopefully next episode, I don't know. I think Amanda can do better, obviously, as with, like, friends-wise, but...
I agree.
Also, how you treat people in a friendship is everything, so...
Yeah, treat others how you want to be treated. And I think Amanda exemplifies that. Hannah, not so much.
Yeah.
So then we move on from that drama because there's more to get to.
Yeah. A lot more.
Yeah. Luke this summer brought a girl into the house. Her name is Sierra. She's beautiful. I love her. She's amazing inside and out. She's a model and a nurse.
Yeah. And let's just add, she just got off from working several months in a COVID patient ICU. This girl deserves a break. Can't even imagine.
Her and Carl, I would say, are probably the most mature people in this house.
Yeah, I think overall, as of right now, I would have to agree.
Anyway, Luke and Sierra are friends, and Luke likes Sierra and tries to pursue Sierra as more than a friend. Luke is the type of boy, he has always gotten what he's wanted. He says a lot of the time in the confessional that he chases girls, but it's not really a long chase.
Which rubbed me the wrong way.
Listen, he is just so cocky. I really don't like him.
Yeah.
He's just so cocky. Again, I don't get good vibes, man.
No, I never did. And I think also to add that when he was in the conventional, he was saying like what Lexi was saying with he never had to chase girls, but he has to with Sierra. Like, he's actually having to, I think he used the word effort. He has to put effort into this one, which is new territory for him. Which, like, okay, dude. Like, what do you, like, I take that as a negative on his part. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Luke is just one of those guys who's, like, super attractive, super lucky in life. He's gotten everything he's asked for, wanted. And basically just has, like, this super high ego.
Yeah.
And he's charming person. I will say this.
He
can sweet talk till the cows come home. And I mean, sometimes I'm just like, oh, that was good. That was smooth. But like, everyone knows that type of guy. Luke buys Sierra flowers,
which is very nice, as every man, woman, whomever should, to their significant other or potential significant other they are seeking.
Yeah, I thought, like, very respectful to get a woman flowers because every woman deserves flowers.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a nice thing. Every person deserves flowers. It doesn't have to be a woman. Like, get your man
flowers.
Doesn't
even need to be, like, a special day. Just, like, any day of the week.
Yeah, just get flowers. It's just nice. Yeah. So I did think that him buying Sierra flowers was a nice thing for him to do. And so they have a conversation. Luke is trying to feel Sierra out and where she might be on the whole situation. And girl just shuts him down. She goes, I really just think we're better friends. And I literally clapped. I was like, yes.
No, yeah.
Yes.
Me and Lexi, when we were taking notes, I said Sierra friend zone Luke, and then in parentheses I did haha yes, and then it reminded me of, not to bring up TikTok, but to bring up TikTok, it reminded me of the song when it said, like, I've been waiting for this one, like, you know that thing.
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of, because, like, honestly, girl, go off. She knows what she deserves. She said that the minute she saw Luke yell at Hannah last episode, the episode before, she was like, okay, I don't want to be with a man who's like that, unless he changes. And doesn't seem like he has changed in a week, which no one can. But way for Sierra to stick her ground.
Love that for him. Yeah. Because just when you meet someone who always gets what they want, it's always nice to see them go after something and not get it and just be like, yes, take yourself down a peg, bro.
And honestly, I feel like it would be good for him in the long run to have his ego be shot when he's trying to get one girl for once. Like,
yeah, a little reality check.
Yeah.
Life ain't so easy.
Yeah. You can't just get whatever you want with girls all the time.
Yeah. So we're going to see what happens with them later on in the season, because I have a feeling things might change. Just because you're stuck in the house with someone, feelings change. And we'll see if Luke, like, continues to try to court her. Because if he does, then he's putting in a little effort. And I respect that.
Yeah, I mean, we love Sierra, if you cannot tell. We stan her so far. She's so, like, it's very refreshing. She's very mature and, like, down to earth and stuff. And honestly, low-key, I was rooting for Sierra and Carl to eventually have a little thing or something. But
Sierra deserves the world.
Yeah.
She deserves the world.
All right, and then we move on to the final topic of this episode. Lindsay's birthday.
Yeah. And slash her 1 year anniversary with Steven, which whom they call Strabby. So yeah, if you hear us referring to either of those names, it's the same person.
Yes, yeah, Steven Strabby. It kind of goes intertwined.
So last season, Strabby and Lindsay became a thing. And around Lindsay's birthday, he asked her to be his girlfriend. A year later, they're going strong. They're living in the house together.
First time living together, because in the city, they still had their separate places, but would quarantine together, but still had that their separate places to go whenever they got on each other's nerves.
Yeah. Now they don't have that.
Yeah.
Lindsay expects a lot from her relationships. She's a little, in my taste, high maintenance. And I think every person should expect a lot from their significant other because you know your worth, you know what you deserve.
Yeah.
But with her, I feel like it's just a little too much.
Yeah. In the past, she has sabotaged many relationships. For Lindsay, for herself, I'm not speaking for her because she has said this. She is 30-something and she has a timeline for herself. Get married, have kids. And so she's even written it down and shown the show, her timeline, which, like, honestly, good for her. She knows what she wants. But you can't be too picky. And was doing a very big gesture for Lindsay on her birthday.
Basically, what Steven did was he created a nice dinner. And he ordered the food from the place where he asked her to be his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, like, a little, like, reminiscent.
Which was also in the Hamptons last summer. Yeah.
He spent all week planning this. And during the week, Lindsay was fighting with him about how he doesn't spend enough quality time with her, even though he has a full-time job that he has to attend to. And he gets all, like, her friends involved to help him throughout the day. And she's very excited. And then she gets to the dinner and is extremely rude, extremely passive aggressive the entire time, and is basically, like, unappreciative of what he's done and expected more. Lindsay, we are in a pandemic. You cannot leave the house. What did you expect Strabby to do? I thought it was a little ridiculous.
Yeah. And, like, you could just tell, like, so, like, he set up a table in the back by the pool, like, with what Lexi was saying, with the food they had when he asked her to be his girlfriend. But you could tell the minute she walked out with him that, like, she wasn't that happy. And, like, Paige was, like, looking out the window. And Paige, like, called it in, like, her confessional. She was like, oh, Lindsay's going to be so mad. And Steven, he works in hospitality. And so Paige was saying, like, dude, you work in hospitality and know that Lindsay's birthday is, like, a holiday to her. And this is all you got. Which was funny because she wasn't even out there to hear them. But she knew that Lindsay was going to be so mad, which she was.
And the dinner was so awkward. And I felt so bad for Strabby because he tried the best he could with the resources he was given. And she just, like, dumped all over it. And I have this in quotes. She literally said, I'm just going through the motions of this dinner. It's like, excuse me? Like, are you kidding me?
It should be good enough that he planned something special for her. And, like, it's the two of them. This is all that he could do in the middle of the pandemic. Even if restaurants are open, they probably aren't allowed to go anywhere because of protocol of the show and all that. And so, like, he could only do so much. With what he did do, I thought it was a lot. And it's the two of them, and it's something special between the two of them. Things shouldn't matter. It should be them being together that matters more.
And let's not forget, Kyle's birthday was the same exact thing. And Kyle was so appreciative of Amanda doing like this cute little dinner. Stravi did the same thing. And Lindsay was just not appreciative. And I get where Lindsay is coming from, where she has the same conversation with him over and over about quality time and like trying more and giving more effort into the relationship. I have been in the same shoes where I just have a conversation with someone over and over and over again, and you never see change. And it gets really frustrating because you're like, how many conversations can we have before I actually see change and I actually see that you listen to me and are taking my thoughts and my feelings into account and actively trying to change. I get that. I've been there. But I saw that dinner as Stravi trying.
Yeah.
It was like 2 days since they've had the last conversation. Give it time.
And also, in Steven's defense, this is his first season actually on full time, because last season was when they were starting to get to know each other. He asked her out. We don't see what happens when they're in New York City, like during the pandemic. We didn't see that or how he was as a boyfriend before. But he was saying during the dinner, when Lindsay like called him out for not trying enough, that they went away to Italy and had like a helicopter ride in the city and all that. And he got her a really sweet painting of a picture he took of Lindsay that looked like when they were in Italy. And it was actually like really cool. It was really good.
It was a pretty painting and like a great gift for her birthday and her 1 year anniversary. We didn't even get to the gift portion of the night because
she was just upset with the food and all of that.
Yeah, she just created drama, of course, as she always does with her significant others. And Stravi got upset. He wasn't having it. He was like, I am literally actively trying and you are dumping on me trying. Like nothing is enough for you, which I agree with. Lindsay tries playing the victim and it's like, oh, it's my fault. Oh, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. it is your fault, Lindsay.
I just think like in both parties, in any situation, anyone's feelings are valid. But the way, again, delivery in this household, the way Lindsay delivers her thoughts isn't right. I mean, I don't know how long it was in their time, but the way it was filmed, it seemed like they sat down and they took like 3 bites and then she was already saying how upset she was with everything.
Yeah.
Which in reality, it probably was like 30 minutes later, but still, I just feel like she should have just enjoyed the night, went in with not that many expectations because there is a pandemic, they are filming, there's factors into it that lead Stravi into not maybe doing his full entire plan.
So I saw this tweet after the episode aired and it said, I'm surprised at how Lindsay reacted to her dinner after the whole situation with Carl and his brother. Because how do you find out that your best friend's brother died and not be more appreciative of how little time we have on this earth? Like, appreciate the little things.
I didn't even think of that. That's a very good point. Not to bash Lindsay so much, but I wouldn't expect her to take that route as much because it is her birthday and her birthdays do mean a lot to her. I mean, I don't really care about my birthday. I hate when my birthday is a big deal, but she is in her 30s and she's wanting a family and a significant other to spend the rest of her life with. So she has her right to have expectations, but it was just, I felt bad for Stravi. Like, he planned this whole dinner. It was very cute, and I don't know. I just wish she didn't sabotage this relationship. Because even Kyle said this, I forget, I think the beginning of the season, he was like, if Stravi's lasting like this long, then wow, good for him. I think Stravi really and Lindsay really do bounce each other out. Stravi's very calm and calms Lindsay down, and sometimes Lindsay can get Stravi out of his comfort zone. I always thought that they were a good balance, but who knows what's going to happen now.
I hope they can work it out. Because after they get into the fight and they go into separate rooms to talk and everything, Stravi makes the decision to pack his bags and leave the house. Stravi takes an Uber and he's gone. He's done with the whole situation.
And he doesn't even say bye to Lindsay. Honestly, I agree with that. Like, just, he was done.
Yeah. But I don't think Lindsay thought it was going to go that far. Because looking at the teaser for the next episode, Lindsay's like, what do you mean he left? I don't think she thought he would ever actually leave her.
I see her, like, calling him, being like, come back, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah.
So the episode ends with Steven leaving the house, and that's it. My thoughts? We need Carl back.
I know.
We need the voice of reason, because he left and everything went down the dumpster. We need Carl back.
He probably won't.
He probably won't, and I totally understand.
Yeah, we understand that.
Totally understand, but I miss him and I want him back already.
We love the new Carl.
We love the new Carl. But yeah, I think based off the teaser for next week, Lindsay is going to freak out that Stravi left, and we'll see how the relationship goes. I hope Lindsay and Stravi can work it out, because I really do think they're good for each other. So I hope that they can communicate better, figure it out, get back to a good place. Yeah. And then we see Hannah and Kyle get into another fight, which I'm kind of done with Hannah. This is getting annoying. Stop getting into fights with people, especially Kyle, and stop bashing your friend's relationship, who has never bashed any of your relationships, even though they have not been good.
Yeah, that's the thing. Amanda stuck it out with Luke and Hannah and had Hannah's back.
Yeah.
But whatever.
So we see them get into a fight, and I don't even know what I predict. Like, I don't think that Amanda, Kyle, and Hannah are ever going to work it out, just because they seem to never get along, the three of them.
I think the big, because after seeing the teaser, and I think we forgot to add this in, I think the big, like, line that Hannah's going to grab is the fact that during that argument last two episodes ago, Kyle said, well, Hannah, you're done. You're not invited to the wedding anymore. From the teaser, Hannah was, like, upset about that. Like, oh my God, well, like, he disinvited me to the wedding. Like, how can you do that to someone?
Yeah, Hannah's pretty upset that Kyle disinvited her to the wedding. But also, I don't even think that was genuine, because that was just a heat-of-the-moment argument.
Yeah, but knowing Hannah, she's going to take that piece of information and use it against them.
Yeah.
My prediction is the Hannah, Amanda, and Kyle stuff will still be uneasy. I think eventually Hannah and Amanda eventually will come to their senses and rekindle some sort of relationship, friendship, even though Kyle will probably disagree with it and thinks that his fiance deserves better, and as he should. And then with Steven and Lindsay situation, I don't know if Stravi will come back. I think he will. What's probably going to happen is he'll probably have the Uber turn around.
Ooh, yeah. That's a nice prediction. I didn't even think of that.
He'll probably be like, oh my God, even though Lindsay was being sort of rude and a little crazy, that he does love her and he's willing to put in work for it. But I also think that Lindsay needs to realize that she was more wrong than right in this situation, especially with her delivery. And it's all about communication.
Yeah, I think that's the theme for this episode. Better communication among the housemates.
And better delivery.
Better communication and better delivery. All right, and that is all we have left for you guys today. We made it. We did it.
I know, I had like so much anxiety at the beginning of this, which like we're Zooming, so like it's not like even, you guys can even see us. And we talk about this on a day-to-day basis already, so the only difference is that we're recording.
Yeah. But first episode down, first one in the books, baby. Thank you so much for listening. DM us on Instagram at bravo.breakdown. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Which team are you on? Team Hannah, Team Amanda, Team Lindsay, Team Stravi? Let us know. You know our thoughts.
Yeah. And also feel free to give feedback on like what specifically you want to see within the social media. So like let me know what type of posts or whatever you want to see more behind the scenes. But yeah, any feedback.
Thanks for listening. Tune into another episode next week where we'll most likely be recapping another episode of Summer House, just because they give the most drama. And that's why we watch reality TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie. And this is Bravo Breakdown.
That was so much fun, actually.
It was.